Welcome to the Ether. Today is Monday, May 9th, 2022. Today on the Ether, Super Terra hosts, crossing from virtual to IRL for NFTs and protocols. Let's take a listen.
What is going on?
Yeah, it's a bit of a hectic day, isn't it? I have to say. Hopefully most of our guests, and I can see our first speaker there. It's fantastic. Most of our guests will still join, but I can well understand if people have heavily leveraged positions or concerns in the market that they're obviously going to be attending to those first. But clearly, for me and your good self, this is our regular Monday/Tuesday morning slot for you. And as I saw, Simon, you've been active and up early, and this isn't you just coming around at the start of the day, although it must be still, is it 6 a.m. for you?
Yeah, it's about 6 a.m. I probably only had about 3 hours sleep or something. Actually, it had nothing to do with the market at all. You know, my housemate was actually going to Bali, so I had an early flight, so made a bit of a ruckus and woke me up. And so I just stayed up, you know, there's enough kind of stuff going on Twitter and everything. I was like, okay, cool. I mean, I've noticed there's some other big spaces, so that may take away a little bit from us.
I mean, basically, with the sheer storm that's happening in the market right now, obviously a lot of concern. As you and I obviously chatted earlier, I'm pretty relaxed. For me, it depends on – we're all different. We're all wired differently. I look at these and I scale out and know that these are transitory events, moments in time that happen, and they always happen. And the interesting thing that I always find, and it doesn't matter whether it's in this space or if we're looking at stock markets in history, when they happen, even though people talk about it for months, you know, we think it's crash coming, this, that, and the other, it's still a shock to the majority, because I think there's perhaps some people look at the edges and say something big, something's going to change, and obviously they're ready for these changes. The vast majority perhaps continue with the standard behavior, and there's nothing wrong with that, and they get caught. But I think, as I've said many times on these spaces before, I'm not a trader, I'm a long-term investor. Several months ago, we had a sort of quite a cathartic space where I talked about some of my severe losses and mistakes a good number of years ago. But actually, I don't look back on any of them with any form of regret. Every experience where something is challenging and a little bit different is a learning experience. And I think the important thing is to learn. And for me, I learned that I'm terrible at trading and timing markets. So what I do is I pound cost average, being a Brit, or dollar cost average in the broader sense. And I've literally this evening, I had some UST I was expecting. I got that transferred across and I literally bought a defender because that mint's just happened. It's an excellent mint. That was late last night, my time. I've added another one.
Is there still some left?
There are. I think, to be honest, Simon, and apologies anyone listening, we will get onto the core topic in a minute. I think because of the exceptional market circumstances, things are a little bit up in the air. But yeah, there are still some left, Simon. I minted my three for the Genesis piece, and I had an additional one for the monthly morph, so that gave me four. And then, as I say, I had some UST sort of come over and I basically bought my fifth piece. And there's a reason for that. And I shared that earlier in one of the groups that I'm in. A fifth piece will give you a special additional airdrop from Dystopia AI, so long as they're all five pieces are in the same wallet. Anyway, so I've got my fifth, and it was a completely non-exceptional but still very aesthetically pleasing piece. And then with the rest of my money, I just swapped into Luna and got it at about 45. So I was like, well, I was not expecting that. So I've not looked at the price since then, and I'm a long-term accumulator. So for me, it's not about the day-to-day movements. I fully expect that in 12 to 24 months' time, this will be like a little hillock on a very interesting chart.
I picked a couple of defenders as well. I bought about six yesterday, but I didn't have a super amount of luck with the rarity ones. I mean, I maybe had one 20% or so, but most of them were kind of standard. So I wonder if I'm going to get a couple more. I've kind of been saving my gunpowder for some of the Terra Alts, which I've been getting at an absolute sale. But anyway, let's get to the topic at hand. I know it's going to be a pretty small space. Everybody's kind of freaking out, and there's about 1,500 people on another one, but I'm sure people watch, you know, listen to the replay once they settle down and everything. So, you know, I want to say, you know, everyone, welcome to the space. We run no matter what. Like, it's not depending on how many people are in the space. We're here for consistency. We're here for growth. We're here for education and to learn. And it doesn't matter if there's one person, two people, or 1,000, we're going to learn something from everybody and be able to help the space. So I want to say, you know, today's topic is talking about virtual to in real life for NFTs and protocols. But I do also want to say that it actually goes the other way as well. It's not just taking NFTs from, you know, the digital into the physical, but it's also the physical and the real world into the digital. And we're seeing a lot more protocols. We're seeing a lot more mainstream companies almost use NFTs and bridge into NFTs. So a lot of exciting stuff. And I do want to welcome JPEG Apal to the space as well as speaker. I know Super Terra can make the introduction, but he's talked a lot about you guys. So
That's a great intro. Thank you, Simon. So to set you up, so JPEG Apal and I have been talking for a couple of weeks. Really good concept of building out the opportunity for various NFT brands to bring their, as the name implies, apparel into the real world. And a nice additional bonus for me was on Saturday, for the first time, not ever, because I have met one lunatic in the flesh before. I actually attended an event in London, so it's about an hour and a half's travel for me. And what was really lovely was everyone was fantastic, everyone was nice. But actually, I got a chance to actually meet JPEG Apal in the flesh. So we've been talking electronically for some time, and it was absolutely brilliant chat. And I actually obviously further reinforced the plans for this evening. We were expecting a number of other speakers as well from projects that are looking to cross over into the real world, in inverted commas. But to Simon's point, we are also looking at the other way with physical brands and what have you, looking to move into the virtual space. Anyway, a massive build up here. Be great for you to introduce yourself. And as I say, apologies to you that it's not as the numbers aren't as high, but the quality is assuredly high. We have several listeners on here, and there will be a playback from our lovely friends at Terra Spaces for people to enjoy afterwards.
Yeah, no, really happy to be here. Look, I would have joined this call whether there was no listeners or if there was, you know, a few 50, a few hundred. I was just really buzzing to get to talk about this topic. As Super Terra was saying, you know, we met up on Saturday, deleted a few beers, and kind of delved into the into the discussion then and there a little bit, talking about some further points to do with it as well. Kind of the whole Web3 scene and how NFTs fit into that. So yeah, really looking forward to tucking into it and seeing where we get with it. Because as you said, I mean, we're starting to see some larger players, you know, and by larger, you know, like conglomerates move into producing their own NFTs. You know, the UFC I saw recently have released their own range of NFTs. Adidas have started doing so. You know, I think we're very much at the beginning of a trend. Happy to be wrong. I'm going to hedge my bets and hopefully, you know, touch wood along with everyone else, this is a a market that's here for a long time. So absolutely can't wait.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, that's a great tee off, and it was a fantastic conversation we had on Saturday. And I think for me, it brought to life just how wonderful it is to, obviously, we have these brilliant spaces and we have many great virtual conversations, and that is my life and I love it. But the face-to-face conversation was equally passionate, equally engaging. We had a number of other individuals there as well from various projects, protocols, and just individuals who really love the Terra space. There were some that perhaps didn't care for NFTs, but they were very polite. It wasn't their thing. They didn't really, it wasn't their thing, full stop. But what I love about the conversations you and I have had already is that you're looking at, you're early. I think we're all early. And I think in answer to the comment about, is it here for long term? I think it is as well. I think it's going to take some time to mature and develop. And I think there will be challenges. But actually, I think one of the best things that's happening right now is something you've just touched upon, which is, you know, massive conglomerates. I think Nike as well are coming into NFTs. The Premier League football in England, various football clubs are starting to release NFTs. What I find fascinating on that subject, before we kind of sort of bring Simon back in and obviously get further views as well. And by the way, anyone listening, wonderful if you want to sort of step up and join the conversation as well. As we say, it's an intimate space this evening. We've had anything from two or three people to several hundred, depending on other events outside our control, and that's part of having a regular space is a particular time. And if you know, the world has a news event and it doesn't matter, we will still do this. So, in terms of the NFT opportunities that we're seeing, where, if you like, established brands are coming in. What I was finding, and I can relate from, as I say, for those that don't necessarily know me directly, I'm very passionate in real life about sport. I don't play. I have two left feet. My brother was blessed with all the athletic ability in the family. But that aside, the important point is when I've talked to friends of mine in real life at football matches and so on, they all immediately go, crypto is a scam, NFTs are a scam. And that's the reaction that's happened with a number of Premier League football clubs announcing their NFT plans. And I think that says to me several things. One, we're very early. Two, the actual value case hasn't really broken into the public consciousness. And I think perhaps there's a mainstream narrative. I don't think it's anti-NFTs or anti-crypto, but I think it's a classic case of, is there a distrust of something that's new, that's unknown? I mean, I remember, because I'm quite old, 20 odd years ago or more, when the internet was first starting to become more accepted in households, there were people say, oh, you know, it's really dangerous, it's going to expose your children to really bad elements. And absolutely, there are those elements in society that will exploit any medium opportunity for nefarious ends. And we're seeing that in crypto with scams, rug pulls, dishonesty. However, the opportunity to really grow, and I think I've talked about this on another space the other night, the opportunity to grow and expand any form of economy relies on mass adoption. So at this stage, we're not at mass adoption. We might kid ourselves that we are, but in relative terms, we're a small community. But I think, I'm going to bring it back to the topic, that the likes of the work that you're doing, JPEG Apparel and others, you're actually bringing to life, for want of a better expression, some of the online opportunities. And I think some of those larger corporations that are coming into the NFT space will also in turn bring more eyes. And for every dissenting eye that doesn't see the value, gradually, as the space matures, more and more people will be aware and will adopt. I can remember friends of mine in the late 1990s, and it took me a long time, by the way, to get a mobile phone, but they wouldn't say, I'll never have a mobile phone. I'll never have a mobile phone. They're a really bad thing. They're just for yuppies, which was a term used in England in the 1990s for stockbrokers and so on. And people with perhaps crazy wealth, but in reality, we all know that that's not often true if you dig beneath the surface. The point there is the view at one point in time is held by a very small number of people who are skeptical and scared of an opportunity and a development. Mobile phones now, you wouldn't even think twice. So I'm going to leave it at that. I've talked enough. Simon, your thoughts, sir, and obviously then back to JPEG, Apparel, and fantastic to have Terrain joining us, a regular friend of the show.
Yeah, well, what you've touched on is super powerful. It's always about the – I always talk about positioning and narratives and early adoption, and waves of entrepreneurs have always been positioned in front of the masses. There's always waves of resistance before – it's actually really interesting. You hear a lot of people talk about, you know, the friction that Uber even reached or Airbnb that reached, that you usually get like this wave of early adopters that's like pre-resistance, where you kind of get ignored. So even if early stages of NFTs, you look at them, they're kind of semi-ignored. And then they kind of hit a point where they made enough noise to go through that hate stage. I mean, you could say this is the same with where Terra is going through, but and that's the different topic. But it always goes through like the early stages, the early adopters, the early entrepreneurs, the ones that have the vision, they sit before anyone else, they go through, they're usually often dismissed or ignored, but there's no hate necessarily or not large amounts of hate. But then you get into the friction point, and that's where you're kind of rubbing against the shoulders. And with NFTs, you get that with, you're rubbing against, you know, even music distribution, and you're rubbing against gaming, right? The gaming world's very against NFTs in general because big gaming companies lose a lot of money from it. So you get this kind of stage, and then once you break through that stage, then you get to mass adoption. That's usually the cycle. So, but anyway, I want to get back to the topic at hand. That just shows you that, you know, we're kind of going through that cycle of NFTs where people in the mainstream, there's still a lot of like kind of hate and stuff around NFTs, but it is, tech is the future. I'm actually, you know, I've had the privilege of sitting on the Loop Ventures VC Investment Council, and I've seen a lot of projects come through, and I can't give too many details about some of them, but I can tell you that there's a lot of mainstream companies right now looking to get into blockchain. And I mean, that's been pretty apparent for a while. Web3, especially ETH, we're seeing that a lot, but I'm seeing a lot of companies from the mainstream wanting to bridge into crypto, and the way they're wanting to take mainstream solutions and bring them into crypto, but not necessarily traditional finance solutions. So there's a couple companies been working with, like OneCast and Hybrid. So OneCast is, you know, bridging acting and actresses and modeling agencies and SaaS management into crypto, which is taking in real life, normal mainstream kind of operations of a business and bringing it into crypto to run on the blockchain and using like UST as payment rails. So something like that. Hybrid NFT, likely similar to JPEG Apparel. I'd love you to dig more into what JPEG Apparel is, but it's building a minting factory for in real life NFTs. So they've got machines that are able to print any NFTs onto any kind of apparel from the blockchain. And so you're kind of getting these brands that are kind of coming from the outside in, and we're getting a lot more adoption now. I'd love to dig into that topic more of both sides, you know, taking NFTs from blockchain into real life and the other way around. So open to you guys, JPEG Apparel and Terrain. Sorry, my brain's not working at the moment.
Yeah, it's as you were saying. So a little bit about, I guess, what I do. I'm trying to be part of, I guess, that bridge between, you know, the NFT world, where I guess there's a massive stigma surrounding, you know, NFTs being worthless per se, not carrying any value, all of these things, and, you know, bringing them towards the real world, where just trying to provide another layer for people to, you know, show off their NFTs and enjoy their NFTs, and get them more looks, get them out there. The more people that can view them, the better, right? You know, if you can have people walking down the street, see it on a night out, see it and, you know, start asking questions, I think it can only bring good things towards NFTs and the Web3 movement that comes with it. So I print NFTs onto garments for people. Currently, the website I've got out at the moment is nothing more than kind of an informative page. I'm trying to build one where you can use the website, it carries more functionality, and you can actually pay through the website via cryptocurrency. So I'm very much in my early stages. But, you know, I'd like to think that I'm here for the long run. You know, I'm young and I feel like I've come into this space very naive, especially after today's price action. And I want to see where it goes. You know, I think that we really are very early in this, you know, and part of me almost wonders if we're too early. You know, I don't know if anyone else ever gets those flutters that like,
it's hey, like, no such this... thing is too early. No such thing as too early, mate.
No. But you've seen these trends in stock prices with things like cannabis and, you know, eco-friendly and green energy stocks. And they just went on a rally for about a year when people started thinking, you know, here we are. Then all of a sudden they fall off a cliff because you start to realize that until centralized governments and finance have a way of, you know, taking their fair share of the profits out of whatever goes on, you know, they're not going to bother integrating it into society yet, you know, and that's why coal's still being used rather than things like nuclear energy. So we're very, very early, and I think we're going to start to see this narrative play out where it's going to be central government pushing against cryptocurrencies, NFTs, and these things until they realize, you know what, I think we can make a pretty profit out of these. And then eventually, you know, they might come out with their own blockchains, their own infrastructure, their own ways of monetizing these things, you know, taxing every transaction, things like that. And before you know it, I'm kind of like a big believer in this integration in the future. And I'm not sure that it's going to be one narrative versus another. I think that it'll be centralized governments letting Web3, NFTs, this entire movement into their space and integrating it in a way. So I'm just absolutely buzzing for the future to see where it goes, to be honest with you.
And I think just to kind of chime in on that, I know we had a very deep philosophical debate amongst a group of us on Saturday evening. For context of those just joining the spaces, it was my first in real life meet with a range of lunatics, and I previously been talking to JPEG Apparel online about A, coming onto this spaces, and B, some of the great things that you're incubating with your project. But I think there's an element of mass adoption has a number of different parts to it. And I think you're right. The element that you've touched upon there is that centralized control of actors in, say, a traditional market that are locked out. We've seen this in other sectors as well, but also state authorities. Absolutely, they want their cut. And a cynical friend of mine who's a scientist and a genius talked to me nearly 30 years ago about the power of clean energy. And he actually had a company that he launched at the time. And I invested a small amount and I lost a lot because he was just mired in red tape after red tape after red tape with what he was trying to do. They came to him 10 years later, and pretty much the concept that had been buried by forces that perhaps felt threatened, shall we say, and this is completely off topic, he was able to revisit that, was paid handsomely to recreate the same thing that he struggled to get any funding for 10 years earlier. He felt incredibly bitter about the whole experience because he wasn't doing it for some major money and gain. He was doing it to change the future consumption patterns. And there's so many more things besides that. That's not for this space. And I'd be delighted to do a future of technology in the stifling of innovation space when you look at the control of major producers over the last 100 years or more. That's more of a historical perspective. But bringing it back to this, regardless of those bumps in the road, and I guess the bumps in the road are more present today because of what's happened in the broader market, what we're really interested in is exploring those tipping points, and they will happen, where a bricks and mortar brand, as I would call them traditionally, although they're not really the same anymore, breaks into the NFT space. An NFT brand crosses over into an in real life space. In fact, I want to broaden it, because it's already happened. So the sponsorship that Terra have done of the Washington Nationals actually is a major step forward. For a cryptocurrency that 12 months ago, the major coin, or maybe not 12, 18 months ago, the major coin of which wasn't even in the top 300 by market cap, to be sponsoring a major league baseball team, prominently sponsoring. I think some of you will have seen some of the advertising and the hoardings and everything else. It's a major step forward. That I've seen, I think it was in the basketball, the March Madness, which is a big event I won't pretend to know too much about, but I know there were quite a lot of crypto advertising hoardings there. I think one of the big basketball teams has a major tie-up with one of the cryptocurrency exchanges. I guess what I'm saying is these things are becoming more mainstream now. Aaron Rodgers, I think we talked about him on the Spaces a few months ago. He's very much gone into selling and supporting Bitcoin. I think Aaron Rodgers would get into anything that's commercial, but that's a side topic for those of you that know NFL. The point I'm making here is bridging over is a slow process, but what I'm really interested in, and certainly with what you're setting up, JPEG Apparel, and I do want to bring in Barefoots and Terrain shortly, I really want to explore the sort of things that you're seeing. So I guess you're very much at the cutting edge of projects coming to you, wanting to kind of, you know, create their merch in the real world, shall we say, and other things. And again, prior to today's hiatus in the market, I had several other really interesting speakers who were due to join, and I can totally understand the kind of the sentiments and the concerns that mean that they perhaps weren't able to join or maybe will join later. That aside, perhaps before I kind of hand over to the main group, I mean, JPEG Apparel, do you want to talk about, you mentioned you're at the early stages, you're obviously having conversations with projects, and I believe you've already produced some apparel. What was it that actually enticed you into, not necessarily the terror space, but the overall NFT space? Because clearly with a name like JPEG Apparel, you're obviously a nod to the little jokes that we all have about you can just copy and you've got your own NFT. Obviously, we all know that's not actually the case.
Yeah, so yeah, the name is very much reflective of, you know, the kind of mindset I was in with it at the start. You know, it genuinely almost started as like a little jovial hobby. You know, I'd got my fair share of NFTs, and, you know, thankfully I'd managed to get my hands on a Galactic Punk and a few others. And I was just sort of toying with ideas. It was kind of almost like toying with the ideas that we were discussing on Saturday about just that bridge between bringing the real world towards NFTs, NFTs towards the real world, and bigger than that, like crossing over Web3 with, you know, centralized finance, just merging the boundaries. And so I was just, you know, brainstorming, toying away, just, you know, thinking of all sorts of, I guess, kind of like ingenuitive ideas, if you like, about, you know, what type of things you can do to cross that bridge between the two. And I just stumbled across printing NFTs onto garments, and, you know, I got thinking, and I thought, you know what, I'm not sure how far-fetched an idea that is, and actually I wonder if that actually has some legs to it. So consequently I messaged a few people, got a bit of feedback, and, you know, remarkably off the bat, people kind of thought, you know what, that's quite a cool idea. So I thought, right, so I set up a Twitter. I came up with that name as well, and just started advertising and just saying, hey, this is the service I run. Had a few people interested straight off the bat. And then the more I thought about it, it kind of coincided with when I was researching into cryptocurrency more as well, which is obviously a massive thing. So I was sort of diving into the crypto rabbit hole at the same time and starting to realize, you know, I know it's a small market, but the amount of corners and crevices there are within cryptocurrency and the amount of ingenuity going on, I just started diving into all of it and started thinking, like, wow, you know, this very much could be the beginning of something massive. And consequently, I started taking it more seriously. I started working hard on it. I started to put together the website, find genuine suppliers to work with. You know, I searched really hard and long to find a supplier who can supply me with 100% organic fair trade cotton, one who passes stringent ethical and moral tests. because as we've touched upon briefly, you know, there's a reason people call cryptocurrency the Wild West. We live in a decentralized, trustless network. And until everyone within that network wants the greater good, you know, you're going to see scams and you're going to see people cutting corners, and there's no need to get into any of the politics that's been going on recently, especially within the NFT space. You know, I genuinely want JPEG Apparel to stand out as being, you know, I guess a bit of a good guy. So, all right, fine. You pay a bit more money for a high quality hoodie, for example, but you know, you can know damn sure that the quality that you're getting will speak for itself, and that no ethical or moral corners have been cut with it. You know, things like everyone being ensured that they're paid at least a minimum wage from the countries that the hoodies are produced, living conditions are checked, the quality of the cotton, things like that are checked. And so it all kind of just started to escalate weirdly fast. the more I got into it, the more I realized that, or at least I thought that it had legs. And so eventually I finished the initial website. And then now I've just gotten underway with trying to sort out the second website that people can use, where they can actually pay through the website. I'm trying to arrange sort of like bulk buy and wholesale deals, if you like, where, you know, projects can approach me if they want to buy, you know, 10, 20, 30 of X, Y, and Z. And I really want it to be something massive and genuinely make an impact, to be honest now.
I love the ethical standpoints as well. I think that's really important as a marker up front. Fantastic, by the way. I admire what you're doing. I'm really keen to bring in Barefoot, who also, apologies, Terra. Terrain has been waiting for some time. I can see it, but I saw Barefoot's hand go up, so I'm assuming
I have a question or two for JPEG. That's why I didn't mean to cut off like Terrain. My bad, guys.
No, not at all. No, you're you know, a friend of the show. You're here on a regular basis, and obviously we love what you're doing as well. I was just equally conscious. I thought if you've got a pertinent point to jump in on, Terrain, if that's okay with you, and then we will bring you in immediately afterwards.
That's all good.
I just wanted to ask real quick, because I see what you're doing, like a JPEG, like it's awesome. But people like me, we don't really hold our NFTs longer than a month or two. You know what I mean? Like I buy a good and then I'll flip when it's at its all time high. So I hate buying like something I don't own. So that's one question I have to like, that's not a question. That's just something to put into your mind. But the next question is, your site kind of sounds like Artisan's Ape. You guys like have like a feeling that these other projects that are coming up could like maybe like you could get lost a little bit because these other projects are kind of like more branded and they're out there because they have NFTs and stuff. And then hopefully some of these NFTs will also like give royalties to like holders. Do you have any plans on like maybe making an NFT or like giving back to people that are buying somehow?
Yeah. Great question. Yeah. I do have some long-term, I guess, more aspirations than plans at the moment. So one of them, I've toyed with, you know, the ideas of like setting up a DAO, you know, or providing, you know, just doing things like random giveaways, stuff like that, to give back to the community. One thing in regards to giving back, although it's not necessarily directly like, you know, something like a DAO, but paying 5% to Angel Protocol, just to ensure that we're doing our bit for the greater good, if you like. But I guess that doesn't directly address your point.
No, it's just the main thing is what are you guys going to do so you don't get lost in this space? You know what I mean? There's going to be so, like, if you have a really good idea, just know in a month someone's going to steal your idea and then make it better. You know what I mean? So, like, do you have plans on like improving on your idea and always like making sure you're at like the top of the top? Because in Terra right now, there's so many new projects that are coming up that are like basically the same thing. It's just sometimes the team is more developed or they have more resources. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, definitely. So regarding doing NFT projects, yes, most definitely I want to hop into an NFT project with some of the teams in Terra, you know, like a collaboration mint, that type of stuff. Touch wood, that's something we can get done, you know, in say the near future after the new website's out. As far as separating ourselves from you know, people that might be hot on my tail per se, yeah, I'm hoping that the new website that we launch will be a lot more professional, one, be a lot easier to use, and a lot clearer what niche we actually play within the ecosystem, because, you know, I'm not necessarily sure I want to be a jack of all trades, right? Because, you know, a jack of all trades can become a jack of no trades. You know, I know what my niche to be. I know what I want my niche to be. And I know that I genuinely want to make an impact and help the Terra ecosystem and bring light to NFTs in general. So I'm going to stay adamant on ensuring that the ethical standards of my products are always high. That's something I'm never going to compromise on. The ethics and the high quality is always going to be a standpoint. So, you know, if people want to go and get hoodies printed at a cheaper price from another store, then fine. You know, I'm not going to stop you. You know, I'm not necessarily here to compete on price, although, you know, I wouldn't say that ours are, you know, price, overly price ridiculous. Price doesn't
matter. Don't, like, because I see you said it a couple times before. Price doesn't matter. Like, don't be like, oh, I'm charging $50. Like, wow, these people aren't going to buy it. People will buy it. You know what I mean? That's not the issue. Like, it's just make sure you don't get lost. You know what I mean? That's all I wanted to, like, make sure, like, you put in the back of your mind. You know what I mean? There's going to be so many new things popping up right now.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it. No, and thank you for mentioning it, because it's true. I mean, even
that's all I have
you
to
see
say
projects all that. The time. Like, projects all the time will start out with, you know, one initial idea. Then before you know it, they've completely heads and tails over it. Like, maybe this isn't the best example, but White Whale initially started as a project to ensure stability within the UST's peg. And then before you know it, they launch a flash loan service. And it's like, okay, I'm not quite sure if I'm following it. Don't get me wrong, they're a great project and the work they do is fantastic. But I definitely see what you mean. Yeah, it's so easy to start to dive into everything you can. And before you know it, you don't even know what you do anymore.
Right. I really want to touch into the concept from a conceptual perspective. Sorry, I've had 3 hours sleep, so my brain's not really operating. I really want to dig into the conceptual position around physical NFTs. So it can go both ways, again, from real-life NFTs into blockchain, real-life companies into NFTs on the blockchain or the other way around. But really thinking about branding and thinking about the purposes and the attraction of NFTs, taking NFTs from the blockchain and bringing them to physical world and physical assets. You know, something massive that comes to mind is concert tickets and things like that, which is huge in my mind. And the other way around is a big one that I think about is music, right? Taking music that's already existing on Spotify and then coming to NFTs. I think with that, there's some really big considerations to open up the discussion with as well. I was actually talking to TFL about this. He's talking about intellectual property rights and especially with things like music. How can you enforce intellectual property rights when it comes down to, you know, NFT music as NFTs and things like that? So, you know, very, very important. But I'd love to dig into that concept. And if you guys have any thoughts around, you know, even things like the purpose of physical NFTs, like what is the attraction of taking NFTs from the blockchain and bringing them to real life? I'm curious.
I guess on one side of it, you've got, I see a lot of it to do with, for me, NFTs, you know, are kind of like your, at least they stand in my head at the moment as being, you know, collectibles, right? And so the same way that you'd want to show off your set of Nike Jordans that you got, you know, at the initial offering, and now suddenly they've rocketed in value, and so you want to show them off, or, you know, designer hoodies, artwork, things like that. I guess perhaps the most obvious place that they are situated at the moment is, you know, being collectibles, and people want to show off their collectibles, especially, you know, if they're proud of them and, you know, they were a great buy at the time, or the artwork's just sick, you know, or you really like the project. I think so perhaps one of the most obvious ones is, you know, how they're collectibles. And because they're collectibles, they hold a speculative value and worth the same way that, you know, other collectibles do. I'd love to hear some other thoughts as well, because, you know, you're right. There's so many other ways that they could potentially, you know, be brought into the real world.
Yeah. For me, I like how Twitter's doing it, how, like, because I'm more of a gamer. I'm a huge gamer. I'm a YouTuber. Like, you guys can check my, like, YouTube. I have 600 followers, like 50,000 views on a lot of my videos. My thing I'm liking is how Twitter is, like, able to, like, verify your NFTs, so you can show it off on Twitter, and it's not just some random person like copying and pasting, like, the NFT on their profile pictures. And yeah, I own this. Like, you don't, you know what I mean? And now Twitter's actually allowing people to verify. I'm hoping Xbox and PlayStation and big name games like that will start integrating, like, NFTs into their profile pictures, because on Xbox right now, you can change your gamer picture to whatever you want. But I feel like the next stage would be, what if you could add, like, an NFT to your, like, your picture, so people could actually see it and verify you own that. And, like, that'd be a game changer. Because a couple of days ago on Rocket League, I met someone on ETH that had, like, an NFT, and he messaged me. He's like, "Is that an NFT?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's a Hellcat." And ever since then, I've been talking to the guy, trying to get him onto Terra, and it's just, there's so many integration ways to, like, get NFTs out there. But I think gaming has one of the biggest impacts, like, to NFTs soon. Like, once, like, big companies, like, catches to the wave and see, like, how much money people are making on this, like, I feel like NFTs will, like, even, like, go bigger from here. You know what I mean? For, like, my perspective.
I think you touched on a massive point there, to do with, you know,
I get jumbled up a little bit. Sorry about the words to you guys. Taking dabs listening to you guys.
But you touched upon, you know, being able to confirm that someone owns an NFT, the NFT is theirs. You know, that's massive, because obviously, I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of the most common stigmas around NFTs is that, you know, who owns them, right? You know, throw around that it's just like a JPEG image, and, you know, what's stopping me from just taking a screenshot of your NFT? And obviously, you know, the outsiders looking in don't realize that you don't just own the artwork, you own all the constituent parts that create the file, right? And the NFT itself. And so, like Barefoot was saying, to do with if computer games started introducing verification checks for, you know, your NFTs to be like profile pictures or something like that, now, that's absolutely massive, because, you know, one, it should be in place because you can own NFTs. NFTs can sit in your decentralized wallet the same way as, you know, your nice shoes can sit in the back of your car. Like, so I think that's just a crucial point, is one, spreading awareness that you can own the NFT itself, not just the image. And two, how can you integrate that into the real world? So, you know, verification.
I think you said it the best right there, is I don't think a lot of people know they can own it, like really own it. You know what I mean? I think some people see it, like, when they're buying it, they're like, "Oh, that's just on the internet," or, you know, "You don't really own that," or blah, blah, blah. I don't think people get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's just one of the most cliched ones thrown around. It's just like, what do you actually own? And it's like, well, you make a decent point, because I guess it's a kind of confusing concept unless you've looked into it a little bit more. But I just really like what you're saying. Like, imagine if you went to a football match, and to get into the VIP area, you had to own, for argument's sake, an Arsenal Football Club NFT, and you can walk up to the gate and your NFT can be verified and you get let in because of that. It's just those little
Or get discounts too. You own, like, the NFT, and they're like, "Yeah, we're giving discounts on drinks at this place." That's crazy. That's why, like, a lot of these big places, we really just need to, like, get into spaces like these AMAs. Like, some of us have, like, crazy ass ideas. It's just, they'll never listen to us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's still a stigma, I guess.
I think though, you've just absolutely nailed it. It's about the membership of a club. And I think the important thing, and this is where people perhaps outside the space struggle, the image is, it's an important part of it, and I say this on most of the spaces where we're discussing NFTs. It's an important part of it. The quality of the artwork is important. but it's not the absolute everything. There's got to be something behind it, a plan, a vision, a utility. And that's what people are buying into. There are some that you look at and you think, it's so crazy, it's so far-fetched. Other ones are really well thought out. And I think the best ones are the NFT projects where they'll put out a little bit of an early roadmap with detail, and then an indication of, you know, there's an opportunity for you, the community, to influence, and a longer-term plan. And those are the ones where I think, yeah, I want to be part of that. And there's a community. And I think one thing I just wanted to throw in there as well, and we've seen it, and I'm sorry, it's such a, I think I call it like a classic use case, but it isn't, because they've only been in existence for just over a year. But Bored Apes have done so well that literally their apparel is all over the world. You know, it's literally, it's such a badge of awareness and an honor for people. That I was talking to someone the other day, it was a guy from California. We were chatting, as you do, in Discord. He said there were kids near him wearing Bored Apes Yacht Club, you know, paraphernalia. And they went over, he went over and spoke to them and said, you know, dudes, have you got, like, you know, Bored Apes? He went, no, man, it's just so cool. It's so cool. That is where a project transcends and becomes a brand. Now, I know that they are an Apex project, but I just bring back to my earlier comment, they've been here a year. So there's plenty of time for many other projects to establish themselves. Why is it that they are at the Apex, and what is it about them that appeals, that people want to wear, in the same way you see it all the time? You know, you go down the sort of the local shopping center or shopping mall, and you'll see people wearing in the Nike swoosh, Adidas symbols. They're walking advertising boards for major brands, and they do it proudly. They're wearing those brands. And this is not about sport. This is about the brand. So I guess where I'm going with my little ramble here is, if your project has something that really appeals, and the art style is important, and there's a sense of belonging, there's a sense of association with belonging. After all, a kid wearing a Bored Ape sweater who doesn't have a Bored Ape, and frankly, most of us can't afford a Bored Ape. I could sell my house and not afford a Bored Ape. It's just ridiculously expensive. But I guess the point I'm getting at there is there's a sense of there's something more tangible. I don't know if that resonates with anyone. And I'm also conscious we've got a very, very patient speaker who's been sat quietly for quite some time in terrain. Maybe a good point to hand over to you for your thoughts on this whole debate, and then we can bounce it around the room.
Yeah, thank you. I've just been walking around the hardware store, so haven't been in a hurry to speak just yet. But no, I mean, I thought this space was definitely going to be an interesting one to join, in that, you know, the entire aspect of our project is taking the real world into NFTs, literally. So it's interesting thinking about, you know, what ways does it make sense to also go back the other direction? And, you know, something on my list for a bit was things like connecting with, you know, NFT poster store, the group on Terra, and some of those kind of things. So I do think our pieces do look really cool in a format kind of like that, with the name and the coordinates and all that, that could kind of be around it, you know, in a poster and things there. And, you know, I think it, obviously what we believe we're doing is creating art in a way that's worthy to be displayed. And I think we're going to see a lot more and more people with, like, digital frames and things in their house that rotate some of the different pieces from their various collections, you know, throughout a day. But yeah, no, this side of things from virtual to in real life isn't one I've dug into as much, because I'm primarily going the other direction. But it's a good conversation.
Sorry, thank you, and apologies. I realize I put you on the spot a little bit there, but I was just conscious I wanted you to be involved, because you'd kindly stepped up before. Really welcome, obviously, other views as well on the kind of thoughts I threw out there.
Yeah, I think you made some great points. I really liked how you touched upon, you know, projects turning into brands. You know, that's something that transcends cryptocurrency, the NFTs. I mean, the greatest brands in the world all started as a project, right? It was, you know, it was the manifestation of thoughts and what they can become. And it's the same as projects. I mean, perhaps, well, not to the same scale as Bored Ape Yacht Club yet, but you look at the success Galactic Punks have seen. There's some of those selling for hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's absolutely absurd. And that stemmed from nothing more than a vision. And so, you know, I guess once you cross that line between being a project to becoming a brand, that's when, you know, things really start to get crazy, I guess. And it, you know, it's all the connotations that come with your brand at that point, right? So people wear Nike and they're wearing Adidas, you know, because they're perceived as cool, because they're perceived as something that you want to own. And because, you know, some of the designs are genuinely cool, like some of the artwork on the stuff they sell is cool. You know, they always bring out updated like shoes and trainers and stuff and new ranges, you know, the same way that I guess NFT projects can as well. So Bored Ape Yacht Club released a token recently, didn't they? Which was, you know, really cool. And so you start to, once you build your platform and you can almost like diversify from that, once you actually have your stable base, you can pivot off in any direction from there. And that's how good brands become great brands. It's, you know, what else can you produce, where else can you go with it? But yeah, going back to what you were saying, I guess the main things like the connotations that are associated with the brands, why people want to wear them, what people perceive when they see someone wearing them, how it makes someone feel when they're wearing it, right? It's all those key things. And you can get that same thing from holding the NFT, because I'm sure there are a lot of fine gentlemen that bought a Bored Ape Yacht Club very early. And if I had a Bored Ape Yacht Club, I'd most certainly wear a t-shirt to go with it as well. So, you know, it's what that project actually is. You know, it paved the way for an entire market to follow it. Like, it's absolutely absurd. Like, I could be wrong there, but from what I recall, they're, you know, one of the first NFT projects, if not the first, that, you know, ever took off with any success. Like, I've seen Justin Bieber bought one for like $1.2 million. It's like, what on earth is going on? Like, the figures are insane. And so now this previous project become brand stands for something a lot bigger than itself now. You know, it's a sign of success, it's a sign of ingenuity, it's a sign of creativity. And yeah, it, you know, it's all the connotations that come with it.
Absolutely. I mean, you got, you know, major personalities who are sporting very proudly their Bored Apes. What I really hope about that, though, and it's a more modest hope on my part, because I don't think unless some freak accident happens, I will never own a Bored Apes, because they are just unattainable for most normal humans now. However, and the accident being a massive crash in the market, but, and even then, I probably wouldn't get in time, so I'm sure the bots would beat me. But anyway, I digress. The point I was going to make there is what they're doing is brilliant, and it's brilliant because it's helping spread the awareness of NFTs. And yes, there are absolutely, in any given market, brands that transcend what they're originally about. And I think you said a very good point there. And I was trying to think, racking my brains about, you know, projects, ideas that started out perhaps in automotive and end up in other sectors and so on. There are probably many where, I don't know, I'll give you a good brand that's a British brand that's global and started out as a record label, and that's Virgin. And it transcends so many different sectors. Richard Branson doesn't own most of it anymore. He does have retained rights in much of it, and he's a very, very wealthy man as a result. But it literally started out as a record label. The opportunity was there. It's now airlines and all sorts of other things between. But anyway, I guess the point that I've digressed from, but your thoughts got me started on, something like Bored Apes, I see as almost a beacon of awareness. The New York Times did an article on them 5 or 6 months ago. And when I think about it now, they were reporting on a nascent project in a nascent sector, and that it was a front page article in the New York Times about a gathering of people in real life who own these Bored Apes. And I was thinking, my God, you know, that was really actually as Terra NFTs were only just getting started. And when you think about it, that's only 6 months, 7 months ago, something like that. Project was very, very new at the time. But it had reached a public state of consciousness and awareness. The likes of Katy Perry were talking on chat shows about their Bored Apes and their purchases. And the cynic in me wonders if there was a massive backing behind the scenes. I don't know. But whatever it was, a tidal wave of desire to get into that project then shone a massive light. Although actually, no, I'm going to rewind. The massive light for me that was shone on NFTs was Beeple's 5,000 days. That sale of an art collection produced over a number of years exceeded his expectations 100-fold in the conversations I saw. And then you had Grimes and various other artists selling things for crazy amounts of money. But I think probably the one that had the mass appeal, because the original Bored Apes mint was peanuts in relative term. By the way, don't forget about CryptoPunks. They've been around for a few years, and that was a free mint. And they are insanely sought after as well. And Rocks. I'll never quite understand that one. But anyway, I don't want to hog the space, because the whole idea of these things is to get, you know, individual thoughts. Brand, utility, opportunity, the size of growth of the space. When you think about what one project can do, albeit with some high-profile supporters, in less than a year. I know they've gone over their year now, but we all knew about Bored Apes. It was in the public consciousness, I would argue, as early as last autumn. It's quite phenomenal.
Yeah, no, it really is phenomenal. It's like you've seen, you have to wonder then, like, how much of a long-term impact does that represent as far as like NFTs becoming, you know, desirable collectibles among the masses in the future? When you just look at the scale of growth in the industry, like, it's absolutely absurd. Because I haven't actually compared any of the statistics, so this is nothing more than like a bit of a jab out of curiosity. But like, you know, you've seen Amazon stocks growth over, you know, 5 years periods, and you've seen Tesla stock, Ethereum, Bitcoin, for example. It's like some of these NFT projects have seen just as much growth in just the same amount of time. And, you know, it does make you wonder where the future's heading with them. And you can't help but think that it's going to be really bright, and they are going to become potentially like a massive trend, especially when decentralized wallets or even centralized wallets become more and more popular. Just the fact that they're digital, you know, and people have somewhere to store their NFTs online, and Web3 rollout continues, and you're seeing more and more nations gain access to the internet. You know, the future's bright for them, you know, at least I think.
Absolutely. I think the fact we're so early, there will be some that will emerge, but it'd be interesting to do a poll of not Terra, but more broadly, what are the projects that spring to mind first? And you could do it in any sector. There's an argument that obviously other projects are never going to get to those heights of the Bored Apes, as an example. However, there is room for so many others as the space grows, as the awareness grows, as the money flows in. But I think people are scrutinizing more, and to Simon's point about what does it represent. Yeah, and I really liked your point as well, JPEG Apparel, about, you know, if it's an Arsenal NFT that allows you, you know, VIP access or discounts on products and so on. And I can see, unfortunately, it looks like Barefoots has dropped out. I saw they had some connectivity issues, but yeah, some really good discussions around that. And I can see some new faces have joined. I know that there's a lot of other noise in the broader market tonight, and normally our space is substantially larger, but it's a quality space with lots of good discussion. But if anyone else fancies, you know, taking to the floor, please do press request. I mean, essentially, we are really exploring in depth an understanding of the power of brands, really, isn't it? Because for someone to want to buy something that's come out of the non-physical world and represent and rep it, to use a kind of sporting analogy, because they're proud of either ownership or association with the project, is one thing. And then on the reverse that we talked about earlier, the major brands that want to take their physical presence, awareness, and authority into the virtual world and create their own representations, NFTs in this case, those two crossovers I find absolutely fascinating. So yeah, welcome. Any more thoughts? I know, Terrain, you're making your way around the stores. and obviously, Simon, you're coping after getting woken.
I'm still here.
Rudely.
I'm still here. I'm just half out of consciousness.
Yeah. For the context of anyone either listening back to the replay or just joining us now, Simon was rudely awakened. Simon lives in Australia. It's very early for him anyway, and his housemate was extremely loud in the early hours of the morning several hours ago, because I noticed you're online. I thought, my God, it's 3 a.m. for you. I'm in the UK, and it is actually 10 p.m., so still reasonable, but not too late, but getting towards the point where my brain starts to wind down. But anyway, I guess the point is it's not been a normal space because of outside activities, and we originally had quite a few, you know, really interesting range of speakers lined up, but we're delighted that JPEG Apparel could join us from the concept of he's building a project that is live, and it's all about bringing your treasured NFT, your images, your PFPs into the real world. And it's going to be a lot more than that as well, and it's very ethically sourced, and I've really enjoyed, you know, listening to you describing all of that. So as Simon is struggling, I don't know if if Terrain, you are in a space.
I am with you.
Good man. Obviously, I'm a massive fan of what you're doing as well. So it's lovely to have you on here again. You've joined us many times. So it's but yeah. Any more thoughts on the subject at hand? Because to be honest, being a small place, a space even. For tonight, I'm happy to sort of, you know, get your thoughts. Then perhaps we can look to do a wind down, and Simon can hopefully get a nap and everything else. But no, in all seriousness, these are done every week. We pick a topic, we pick it a few days in advance. I'll talk to various people to look at if we can get, you know, some interesting speakers on, and they always grow organically. We always get some really interesting input. Occasionally, the slightly crazy person that comes in with something we'd never thought of that absolutely pivots the direction of the conversation as well, which is brilliant. I'm building you up too much here, but anyway, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, thank you. And almost done getting the messages out here. Yeah, but no, I just always appreciate the chance to join these, and I'll definitely check out JPEG Apparel, and because I do think some of our pieces could look really cool, you know, on a hoodie or a shirt or any of those things. It was a little hard to choose to join this space when there was another one with rolling with about 1,500 people on today's Insanity, but I kind of wanted a break from that. So this was nice to think about something else for a bit, and just think about the art and all the kind of cool technology we're trying to bring out into the world. So I won't belabor the point there, but I just do appreciate always the chance that you give us to come together, and looking forward to next time.
Thank you, as always. Now, I think for me, I absolutely am aware of the broader turbulence that's happening, and I did put out a genuine comment earlier. We're all wired differently. I look at things in a longer term basis, and I think that's probably because my background is I'm a massive student of history, and I look at the short term movements and fluctuations and changes as, like I say, the foothills of a great movement, a great change, or indeed the pinnacles of a great civilization coming down. Whatever it is, I have that broader perspective. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I mean, others, or lots of people do trade day to day, absolutely get that. I don't, and I've talked about it many times in spaces before. I am terrible at trading. I cannot judge a market. A very good friend of mine who produces brilliant articles, Pete Sablecoin, I've got to know through many really good conversations. He called this incredibly eerily spot on 3 or 4 weeks ago, this whole market crash. He said, we'll test 71, and if we break 71, we'll go to 53. If we break 53, we'll be down at 43. And I was like, oh my God. Anyway, I have to say, I don't trade. But it is interesting that I accumulate. So if anyone's listening to this back, and I have a goal, and I'm halfway to my goal, as Finn and others know. It's a long-term plan, and it will get there. But we're all different.
Yeah, it was a good day for long-term accumulating, for sure.
Absolutely. You know, I only picked a modest amount, but I had a little bit of UST spare, and I did buy some more. And I'm not intending to sell that for quite some time. I'm talking years here. And obviously staking it and making sure I get the value out of it. But in the interim, one of the genuine reasons I'm here, and I know Dave Beck-Apparel and Simon, we've had many talks about this before, and obviously Terrain as a regular. I love what we're building as a community, a future, a paradigm shift the whole space is going to bring to broader awareness. But we are so early still, and I think we're going through some turbulent times, but I'm going to give one point of rational comfort to anyone listening back to this who's concerned about the time now. 12 months ago, we were about 5 UST a Luna, and that came off a high of 21 a month ago. Here we are in 2022. We've had a high of around about 120 UST. We're currently, I haven't even looked in the last hour, to be honest, 47, apparently. There we go. Just had a quick look at my laptop. Contextually, we are 9 times higher per Luna than we were this time last year in the crash that happened this time last year, for those of us who remember that. I'm not saying it'll be the same next year, but it all depends on your viewpoint, your appetite for risk. I don't degen and I don't leverage, but that's my choice. And that I accumulate slowly, and I have a plan, and I love being in this space.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think I'll echo one counter thought to something someone shared earlier, is also a lot of the NFTs that I own, I plan to hold for a very, very long time. So they would look great being commemorated as physical pieces as well.
Yes, I picked up on that, and obviously respect their viewpoint. I actually have quite a lot of NFTs. I've hardly sold any. Literally, I've given quite a lot away to other people, but I've hardly sold any. It's not my motivation. Genuinely not my motivation. I mean, today I've spent some hard-earned UST on the Dystopia AI Defenders. I have no intention of selling them. I want to see what the next steps are. They're going into the metaverse. And I could say the same about 20 or 30 other projects I'm very proud of holding an image in. And I'll give you one more, and I'm never selling this. I have a Mecha Bull. It's the only decent mint I ever did, and it was the first one, because Galactic Punks was a failure because it didn't work on mobile. Mecha Bull was one of my mints back in October the 9th, actually, from memory. It's a Saturday. And the community whitelist failed. I had the OG whitelist and I had two mints which worked. And then the community whitelist was botted. And we know it's a problem in this space. And I didn't realize at the time, or even for weeks and weeks later, and I was talking to a friend of mine and I shared the image. He went, oh my God, you've got, he's ranked like 600 out of 10,000. So it's not like a uber important piece. But for me, that's my best mint. I was talking to Simon earlier as we started this chat. I minted five defenders. The highest rank was 22. A good friend of mine, who Simon knows as well, he minted a 1% and a 3% and a 5% out of his mints. But you know what? And I think I said this earlier to a different space. Absolutely, for me, love it when people succeed and get those. And the number one thing for me is I love the art. I don't mint. If I think the art's rubbish, I won't mint. That's all I'm going to say. And going back to your project, the idea of photographing the world is brilliant. I know I've talked to Finn on many occasions about the opportunities there. So let's bring it back. So apologies, we have digressed, and I feel like I'm into one of those late night spaces that I often listen to. The purpose of our spaces is simple: educate, share, learn together. It's genuinely not intended to be a thought ramble. It does occasionally become that, but it is mostly about educating, learning, sharing together. For me, bringing it back to JPEG Apparel, thank you. And also thank you to Terrain, and thank you to all the people that have joined us tonight. I realize there's a massive space. I've actually had a bit of a chat, electronic chat with Dan, who's a lovely, lovely guy. And he's doing a great job with that space. And he was just sending me a thumbs up for our space. But frankly, he's basically touching him on a very important topical situation that we couldn't foresee arising. And that's important. So I really wanted to, I think we're going to be wrapping up shortly. Anyone who's just joined, please, if you want to join, I saw some hearts, that's lovely. If you want to join the floor and sort of, press request, we'd be delighted to get you up here. But otherwise, we're looking to close out very soon. Simon is, I think, a little bit struggling because of his housemate waking up in the middle of the night. I get that sometimes with my cats. But in all seriousness, when your sleep's disrupted, it's bad. So JPEG Apparel.
I don't sleep that much as it is. I mean, it's more just like getting dozy. Up at 3 and then watching the markets for the last couple of hours.
I'll be honest, Simon. I think that this is why we get on so well. You and I have conversations at all hours of the days and nights because I struggle to sleep. I have a bad back. I am often in a lot of pain and I'm getting physio and stuff for it. And half the time I'm sat up on the sofa because I cannot sleep. And in the past, I'd have probably surfed aimlessly. It would have been crypto and other sports and other things. What I love now is I'm able to interact. So I jumped on a space when I got back from my first face-to-face meeting with loads of lovely people in London, and I ended up doing a space with a wonderful group from the US, from the ETH scene. Who, by the way, they don't all hate Terra. They were lovely. They're very supportive. And before I knew it, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. then I had another spaces. I was running in the morning myself. But that's, I do it because I love it. So JPEG Apparel, sorry, I've been teeing you up for ages and still rambling. So I do apologize. Love what you're doing. Your closing thoughts really on that kind of crossover. And anything else you want to share with us? And great to have you here. We'll do this again.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. Look, I've absolutely loved it, to be fair. I love just discussions like this where, everyone can just shed their own thoughts and opinions, in like a non-judgmental environment. In some places you'll bring up, an abstract thought, for example, talking about cryptocurrency with, some older people, and before you know it, you've been shunned down. So I've loved the experience. Regarding my final thoughts, I just think, it's a space you have to watch. Even if So don't get me wrong. There's no reason why you should offload your entire life savings into NFTs. There's no reason why, you know, you couldn't accept, you know, a small percent of your portfolio to be made up of NFTs.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's quite a high probability that there'll be one of those things that you look back on in 5 years and think, I'm really happy I got in when I did, you know. But like all things, man, it's a shame. Some projects will make it through and some projects will fail. I don't see it as that dissimilar to investing in a token or even in a stock for that matter. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a space that you most certainly should keep an eye on. And who knows, if you're feeling brave and you feel like the Web3 movement is something that's coming hot and fast, then, you know, if you buy into that narrative, it's most certainly somewhere where you want to park a little bit of your capital or even get involved and, you know, set up a project and get behind it, you know, build a team and build some artwork, because it's something I hope to do in the future. As you know, in case you can't tell, I think NFTs are here to stay.
No, that's great. Well, you appreciate the convertible myself. And for me, I love seeing the innovation and the growth. And actually, you made a really good analogy that I'd sort of made a similar connection in my own head. In the UK, there's a market, and this is where I lost most of my money in the late 1990s. Called AIM. It's the alternative investment market. And you get companies that are looking for obviously public support. So the PLCs, but they're listed. They're not as rigorously regulated as the main market. Therefore, they're higher risk. And you know, in, if you like crypto terms, higher rug. And I've lost loads. I've made loads. And I've netted out at probably losing more than I've ever gained. But it was a learning experience, and I've actually took that learning experience from many years ago. And I had a very good conversation with someone else on Saturday who was a similar mindset and age group as me. And actually, we both got very excited about the crypto space a number of years ago, got rugged again at some of the ICOs from 17, that's way before my time, at 2017, 2018, those coins, some of those exchanges that went bump, through sudden hacks, brackets, insider trading, I'm sure, insider hacking, I should say. Anyway, those are things for other spaces and other times, and we have touched upon those before. I guess the point I'm saying is you are, as an individual, the summary of your life experiences, and therefore, at this point in my life, I've not degenerated into anything because I previously did in the stock market and in the ICOs. I know that the majority of the NFTs I've purchased will probably not succeed. However, there will be a seam of gold that is there to be mined into that will absolutely outbalance the rest. And what I'm saying by that is the ones that succeed will do very, very, very well indeed. We're early enough that I think you could buy a basket of NFTs. And you would almost certainly be getting several very, very powerful winners. There'll be others, and there already are, ones where they insta-rugged, and I've written about quite a number of those in my many articles over the last sort of couple of years. But there are others where they'll slowly build and really develop, and probably the ones in between where they'll just about keep their general value, and against the market, they'll rise as the tide rises. But actually, as more people come into the space, there are certain projects that you can see already are going to be absolutely sought after in such an insane way. I can't even begin to think about it. And I'm in quite a few of those. And I'm not going to say them. So I'm never a shiller. I never talk my own bag. But I think if you're listening after on the replay, or indeed you're in the room now, you'll know the sorts of projects I'm talking about. And I would never sell or flip those because they are going to be massive, absolutely massive, as the space grows, as the awareness grows, because they're building something sustainable. And I think JPEG Apparel, you are very much looking at those projects from the conversations that we've had offline prior as the ones that will drive the value.
Most definitely. Yeah, I'd love to do any sort of collaboration work with them. You know, obviously, one, it'll be a massive boost for my brand, being able to work with the likes of those projects, but also, you know, collaboration work, you know, and building each other up. I don't know, that's just something I'm really passionate about and really want to get into further and further. And so just having the opportunity and the privilege to be able to work with some of the largest projects in the space, wow, that'll be massive for me, absolutely massive for me.
And I think as well, I mean, for me, as someone that regularly has these sorts of discussions and talks to lots of projects, the collaboration side of it is absolutely massive. And certainly, we hope to reveal more soon, but I'm working on a project with Simon that we're looking to bring into the Terra space. We want to do it. We want to make sure it's right. It adds a value. It drives a value. What I love the most, though, is the conversations that we have every single day with other people that want us all to succeed. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things about the crypto space, because in other parts of life, one brand versus another is competitive, and there's a real sense of not wanting to ever step on other toes or share. And there's a good trust. We know there are bad actors. There's been lots of high profile examples that have been exposed in the last few days and weeks, but the majority of us are good. The majority of us want the best for the whole space and beyond. So I think with that in mind, we have sort of skirted around and covered some of the topic. I'm inclined to say it's been a brilliant space, by the way. I really, really enjoyed it. I think we can revisit this topic perhaps where the market is more stable. And I think we'll certainly come back. And JPEG Apparel, fantastic having you up. And thank you for sticking with coming into here despite the turbulence. Equally, everyone is listening tonight. And I also want to sort of share thanks to Terrain, who quite rightly, I'll be honest, I was listening to the Danku space as well, which was excellent. I always schedule these spaces, so come hell or high water, it was going to happen. It's something we'll always do, as Simon says. You know, it's set up at the start. Whether there's two people or there's 102 or 1,002, it's the same conversation. And obviously, it's great that people can enjoy it afterwards and listen back. And so thank you as well to Rain being out doing your shopping chores and everything else. Really appreciate you dropping in, and obviously, you know, huge fan of what you're doing as well. And I do love the Terrain project, and the latest iteration, I did purchase parts of sort of icy landscapes, but that's one for another conversation. So Simon, if you're feeling awake enough, I want to give you the last word, my friend.
Yeah, I'm struggling through this one a little bit, I'll be honest. It's good. I'm keen to definitely revisit this more. I think these even more kind of projects and stuff that we can bring on to talk about it. And I think definitely a good topic to dig into, and there's a lot of growth there. But my brain's just not in the right place to add too much meaningful to the conversation.
No, of course. I am seeing a few people starting to come in. The Legionnaires, excellent project, who... we've talked before as well in a previous guise. It's just good to see sort of familiar faces. I know there's been a major hiatus in the market today, and I call it a bump in the road, probably a pothole, one of those that the council's forgot to deal with, and at some point we'll address in the future. There's lots of damage done to vehicle chassis and things. So I can't continue the analogy much further. But anyone who knows Britain's roads will know what I'm talking about there. But I guess, happy to continue for a couple more minutes. It does feel like there's suddenly lots of people arriving. Can I just check by a show of thumbs up, has a major space just ended? Because it's great anyway, even if not, it's just wonderful. We've had a very quiet, but pleasant space where we've covered a lot of ideas. Right, okay, I thought so, thank you. For me, we've talked throughout this space, and Simon, bless him, has had hardly any sleep thanks to a housemate rudely awakening him in the middle of his night, and it's still early morning for him in Australia. But we've had a really good discussion with JPEG Apparel, it was all about bringing the virtual, so the NFT projects, into the real world, and we've talked quite deeply about brands crossing over from the physical to the virtual space, and lots more besides. And given we've had a small influx, very happy if anyone else wants to step up and give your views on moving NFT projects into, for want of a better expression, the real world, or any thoughts on major brands that are trying to get into the NFT space.
Hey, Super Terra, I might jump down from this one.
You're struggling, mate. Absolutely.
A little bit to stay awake, so I'll jump down for this one. But if you want to continue it on, definitely feel free to.
Yeah, absolutely. Get some rest. And always a pleasure, Simon. And speak soon.
Peace out.
Absolutely.
I've got to hop off as well. Just want to say thanks again and see you next time.
Marvelous. Look, always absolute pleasure. I think Jacob Apparel, who's been a brilliant guest speaker this evening. Obviously, if anyone else wants to step and join us, that's great. Otherwise, we'll probably look to wrap up in the next few minutes.
Yeah, no, completely fine with that. Look, I've had a great chat. Fingers crossed I've got the invitation back for maybe another time.
Oh, 100%, 100%. One thing's to make clear, full stop, obviously you and I first started chatting a couple of weeks ago, and it was all really around what you're trying to do and build in terms of your project, which is fantastic. And my view is these spaces that we run each Monday night, my time, and we've done these now for probably 6 or 7 months every Monday. Some weeks we'll have, a couple of hundred, some will have 10, 20 or less. No matter how many or how few, it's always an open discussion. So if anyone wants to come up and have a chat and join the debate, it's most welcome. And it's really about educating, learning from each other. But as I say, I feel like we're probably reaching a natural end to this one. We've been, and it's not battling, because as I say, I've been talking to Danku online today. He's a great guy. His space is very important. It just means that the ebb and flow of news and events sometimes can overtake us, but we were still keen to do this. So I think what we'll do, if you're happy with this, JPEG Apparel, is probably in 2 or 3 weeks' time we'll revisit this with some of the other projects that we originally intended to get along.
Yeah, no, really happy to hop back to the subject. We sort of touched on it today and we kept on getting diverted onto other interesting things, so perhaps we could have a more focused discussion on the topic at hand. But look, it's been a great chat, and I'd love to get some other projects on as well to discuss this and a host of other concepts and talking points in the future.
Absolutely. And so it's been a pleasure to have you on. I think I can hear myself echoing, I just realised. you've obviously got me on sound in the background. You got the radio.
Thank you for having me. Love, absolutely loved it.
No, that's great. That's great. Well, I always going to say my last word, as always, and I do this every single time, is massive, massive thank to Terra Spaces, who record all of these events and bring them to people who can't necessarily join us live. I always tweet out the recording afterwards, but Terra Spaces, Finn and the team, absolutely brilliant, and they help share what we're all passionately keen to share to a broader audience and preserve it so that people can dip in at any time. And again, a last word, I appreciate there's not many of us left on, and thank you for a wonderful group that have kept with this space. I'm doing several more spaces this week. I'm meeting with Squid Invasion. Really looking forward to that. I recognise one of the speakers there. So looking forward to that. That's tomorrow. And on a Wednesday, I'm meeting with the Mutants to talk about their second mint. So basically, I do this because I love it. I do this most days. I have a day job. And as JPEG Apparel knows from prior discussions, passionate about the space and the spaces. So thank you, everyone. And no matter if it's 5 people, 10 people, 100, 500, 1,000, it's the same for me. It's all about sharing, learning, and look forward to doing this again soon. So thank you, JPEG Apparel. Thank you for everyone who's joined, and speak to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you. Speak to you soon. Cheers, guys. Thank you for everyone that's come.
Cheers. All the best. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Super Terra's Crossing from Virtual to IRL for NFTs and Protocols, recorded on Monday, May 9th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Put your hands up like you got a couple questions. Ain't no misdirection, just a bunch of flexing. All aggressive, insane from all directions. Smoke rolls in when I start a session. Blank canvas, blaze up the handlers. Rocking back and forth like I got the van stuck. Don't grind the clutch, mind you hush. Put your mask on and don't touch the antlers. Feeling untouchable when I'm on the verse. But in the universe, I'm just writing some words. Enticing these nerds while I'm laying out my memoirs. Like, remember when I had to fight the centaur? I'm a book nerd, let me take you on the journey. Lost in the labyrinth, searching out the lost fern. For certain, got the taxes included. Acting like a writer, never felt secluded. Shit and line them up. Just another fixed game of try my luck. Go lighten up, dog. It could always be worse. Unless you're in the back of a hearse, then you're dead or putting in new speakers. It's a toss up, driver or just tweakers. Don't stress, yo. I've done the research. Living life like a bunch of fucking lemurs. It's a remake off the cutting floor. We take a little bit of poison and put it in the cheesecake. Tastes great, less filling, less stress, more killing. As he blew the cornerstone out the building and the blocks came tumbling down all humble. Feels like we're drowning in a little puddle. Rebuttal? I should be taking off in the shuttle. Getting high in space with the Hubble.
Terra Spaces.